Okay, gotcha, yeah, because then you'd have to, you know, be able to connect, I don't know if you'd have multiple stations or anything like that, but then you'd have to do appropriate frequency, and, yeah, I got you, while you're driving along, okay. Instead of just, you know, through the computer, it's a little bit simpler, but not enough like internet at that time, so we can set up our own. Which, by the way, is another topic I got to wait to speak with when here in Dakota. I was sitting here just, you know, watch some videos, but I got to keep on working on my, not my code book, but working on my other radio program. I think I'm just going to start out fresh. I got a lot of here. I was a repeater book and, you know, various things, you know, website for the repeater coordination, see if I can find out what some of these frequencies that I have listed in that are ages old. So I think, you know what, I'm just going to store that off to the side and start off fresh. You know, I've got some, like, you know, even from the W8IRS, you know, so that no longer exists. So I'm like, you know, just stop fretting with this old stuff and just, man, that radio sucks with that horrible whine. But I got to see about creating a nice list that I can carry with me, because it's sure as nice to have something that's alphanumeric, which that radio does not have with so many frequencies.
He talks a long time.
He's handy, so I know what's what. Because like I said, that's, you know, there's quite a few in there that I've got there that I've got for receiving, like, you know, non-answer. So I know what those are generally. There's some. You know, there's some repeaters that I probably have put in there when I maybe, I don't know, traveled up to Flint or Saginaw or Toledo or something that I stored in there. I'm like, yeah, I just need to get rid of them because they may have changed.
Meanwhile, back on the farm.
You know, that way I can have it neat and orderly and know what's what.